This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half of the hour this Monday, halfway through the month of July, as Jennifer has previously pointed out. Jennifer would be Jennifer as in Horn. She's here along with Victoria as in Keelan. Kara as in Shillen is here. Doug as in Stefan at the helm. Some nice, I guess, gestures from Procter & Gamble aimed at the women's soccer players. We'll talk about that after Jennifer brings us up to date on all of the activity with the Icers over the weekend. Is that, I guess, the Icers? The Icers, yeah.
I don't know about that. But this weekend, President Trump had promised nationwide deportations. Now, there were a few, but that sweep fell short of expectations, at least on Sunday, with only a small number of operations that actually took place, and they fell in line with what is usually going on within the agency, sort of routine enforcement. So the effort seems to have been downgraded or maybe just delayed again. Immigrant communities across the United States are still on red alert, obviously, this week, looking for to make sure that ICE doesn't come into their homes. What's happening here is kind of a multi-tiered problem. The first is that these people that are being deported by ICE, these orders are for people who have already gone through the court system, who have fought their deportation, who are members of the criminal class, who've been convicted of a crime already, and are scheduled for deportation and didn't show up. So these raids would be much more effective if sanctuary cities would actually cooperate with ICE agents so that they could just do a handover of people as they get out of jail. You give them you put them into ICE custody, and they're sent back for deportation. Unfortunately, what's happening is that many of our major cities in the U.S. are sanctuary cities, and they forbid law enforcement from cooperating with ICE agents. So now what's happening is that ICE is having to go into people's homes, look for these people, find them if they have a job, and track them down. It makes it a little more dangerous, not only for the agents who have to track the people, but also for the family members of these guys who may be here illegally, but they haven't committed a crime. And so now you're putting your whole family at risk because the ICE agents are going to come into the house and be like, well, hey, is grandma up to code here? Is she legal? And so instead of just, I mean, this really could be a problem that could go away if we stopped with the sanctuary policies, but unfortunately, most major cities like Chicago and New York and Los Angeles are digging their heels in with sanctuary status.
So then, do we have blame going here? Does it make a difference? You understand that we have these sanctuary cities, which seem to be very un-American, and this is becoming more and more of a problem. Even the community I live in, they're having discussions about it, whether we should be a welcoming city. They're not going as far as say, oh, we're going to be a sanctuary city, because that wouldn't work. But a welcoming city, and I don't know what the difference is between the two, frankly. You're here, and the person who's proposing it is an immigrant from Brazil who has the support of the Brazilian community, which is very large in this town, in this city. So now we have this. It's a big no for me, but I'm, I guess, in the minority. Well, it depends on where. In my town, I guess I'm in the minority.
I don't know that you're in the minority. I think if these cities actually let people vote on whether or not they want to be a sanctuary.
Yeah, who makes these decisions?
It'd be different, but it's being arbitrarily done by the people who are in leadership roles.
Yep. All right. So speaking of that, leadership at Procter & Gamble have decided their product is called Secret. It's a deodorant brand, and they have used the deodorant brand to donate $500,000 to the 529,000 specifically to Women's National Team Players Association to be divided among them, $23,000 for each of the 23 members of the team that won the World Cup. Is this the right message, the wrong message, good message? This is obviously something they're going to use to help their advertising. You know, it doesn't hurt to make a big deal out of it. The headline in the ad that runs today in the USA Today, women just made history, but they've always deserved equal pay. And so you read through what they're proposing, and we're going to give them their own pay raise.
Yeah, I mean, it's good PR for them, but when you think about it, the amount of money that they've donated is almost the amount of money that just one man would have made if they had won the World Cup, because they typically make $500,000 as a bonus for winning the World Cup. So, I don't know, it's sad when it gets to the point that a private company has to donate money to these women for winning instead of just FIFA giving them the amount of money that they deserve.
I thought it was interesting, Kara, that they went so far as to refer to it as institutionalized gender discrimination.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
It is, but I thought it was interesting that. Well, I'm just interested that Procter & Gamble, which is a very conservative, old-line American company. It's not like it was led by a bunch of young women. You'd think it would be because of the products that they're always selling, but it's a bunch of old white guys in the boardroom. Somebody must have woke. Somehow or other, there's an awakening there, and that's what they're calling for in terms of that situation in general. I think that's, I find that this stuff almost becomes banal in the conversation because there's not a new point here. It's the same old point. And why is there resistance to it? Why hasn't it been fixed? Why is there still a conversation about this? It's 2019, for God's sakes. What are we doing? I think
it's great that it's a national conversation now.
Yeah, it is.
The only bummer is this: the lawsuit of the women's national team against the national league. It's in arbitration, and so unfortunately, we may never find out what the outcome is. There's probably going to be a gag order. I'm sure they're not allowed to talk about the terms of the settlement, but that's unfortunate because I think it should be out in the open, and we shouldn't have to wonder, well, did they only get 75 cents on the dollar now when they were getting 20 cents? I don't know if it's actually going to be actual pay equity, but we'll see. I think it's great that we're having this conversation, though. It's so overdue.
Yep, that it is. What do we think about the winner? You were earlier pronouncing it. I'm now looking at Novak Djokovic.
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 Yeah. I like Novak Djokovic, though, better. That's more fun. Let's just change that. Have that change.
Yeah. Djokovic, yeah, he's from Serbia.
Yeah, right. Anyway, congratulations to him. Beats Mr. Roger Federer in the fifth. He's done this five times, apparently, at Wimbledon. So there you go.
Well, happy. He won last year, so he's won back-to-back now.
Yeah, right. Here's a way for you to be a winner when it comes to the sleep and the rest department. Visit MyPillow.com. If you need new pillows, you need new sheets, you need a new mattress topper, maybe you need this for every room and every bed in your house. If you got three or four bedrooms and you got pillows that are old and sheets that are worn out, and the mattress itself isn't comfortable, go to MyPillow.com. You say, well, that's a lot of money. You know that unlike any other company, they're so unlike any other company that's doing this anyway, just because of the product they produce, the MyPillow fill, you can wash it, you can dry it, all of it's made in America. But if you buy more than $200 worth of merchandise at MyPillow.com, they'll finance it for you. That's unheard of. I've never heard you go buy a couple of pillows. You can spend a couple of $100 in the department store. But at MyPillow.com, they're going to make it easy for you to travel. All kinds of cushions and neck pillows and things. It's a fabulous website and a great catalog. So in order to thank you for being a MyPillow customer, Mike Lindell has given us the opportunity at the DJV show to use the code DJV at MyPillow.com and get from 35 to 65% off pretty much anything in the catalog. You'll love the Giza sheets, again, made right here in the USA, pillows, the whole kit and caboodle. At MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Get yours right now while you're thinking about it. Redo the bedrooms. MyPillow.com. Use that promo code DJV. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Product CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Product CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Around the country, National Park Service spent $2.5 million in extra funds to cover the Salute to America event at the Lincoln Memorial on the 4th of July. And now they want to get paid. I mean, what do they mean they get paid? It's money. So who's supposed to pay for this is the question, I guess. The mayor wants $1.7 million. For the mayor is not exactly a big fan of the president, so they have asked for. Isn't it too bad? When there are other rallies from other people, if they're in their political party, they don't ask for the money back, but because they're not in the same party, they don't like each other or whatever.
But what rally has been on that scale? Nothing. People get permits for protests or whatever, but the city isn't footing the bill for that. That's what they're saying. It came out of some fund, I guess, that is supposed to really be paying for upkeep of the monuments, which I guess from everything I've read, they're in pretty bad shape.
Well, a lot of not the monuments in Washington, but a lot of stuff around the country that's taken care of by the Park Service is in pretty tough shape. You look at the stuff that's
The monuments in Washington too. The Jefferson Memorial needs work. The Lincoln Memorial
describe,
needs work.
What does it mean, needs work? Who decides?
Repairs.
That it needs what kind of repairs? What does it need?
It needs structural repairs. That's on Fox News reported. It's not a political thing. There are structural repairs that are needed for those monuments. Mm. It's concrete. Look at the stuff
cracks.
Gets worn down and cracked. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's like absurd to think that they need repairs.
Then, is this something that if Obama had done it, it wouldn't have had the same impact because nobody seems to like nobody. It sort of reminds me of John Wayne. You say nobody likes my movies, but the public. So with Trump, the politicians don't like him, but the public seems to like him. So is this going to create a big uproar? Is it unfair? It seems to be unfair, but is it going to land this information land with a thud? I'd say yes. What say you, Jennifer?
Yeah, sounds I think like it does.
Yeah.
I know. It's better.
Yeah, it doesn't go. And not that it's right. It isn't right.
Right.
It's kind of like the House passed, by the way, the bill to continue funding a program compensating victims and first responders since 9/11. This is another one of those things that should never have come to a vote. Should have been. This is so outrageous. On the surface,
they have to vote on it. It's just unbelievable that it took so long for them to do it.
Yeah, right. It was a 402-12 vote. Who were the 12 morons that voted against it?
Somebody in Maryland, because I know that, one of my friends on Facebook who's very politically active was just saying it's just a stain on Maryland politics for someone to have voted against that.
Wow. Yeah, kind of a Neanderthal we got there in Maryland there, Kara. 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Before you expand it into the building next door, before you ship that 1,000th order, before you ship that first order, before you took that leap of faith, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. From ink and printers to paper at great prices every day. And right now, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, get the second one 30% off. Staples, here we get you there.
N72019, restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sundown and they all come out. Lamborghinis and they're raining hummus. The party's on, so they're heading downtown. Everybody's looking for a come up. And they wanna know what you're about.
Me well, in the middle with the one I love it. I'm afraid you're off. You're out of the market now, Kara. Ed Sheeran apparently is married to his girlfriend Sherry. Ed and Sherry. Sherry Sheehan. How does that sound? Not bad. They've confirmed that they are married. Reports in England pair wed before Christmas. So why did it take so long for the word to get out? What was
I think anyone who is an actual like big fan of Ed Sheeran was already pretty aware of it. I mean, they've been wearing rings on their fingers for like a year or more. But I think they just did a super private wedding. I think there were only like 40 people there or something. And he's just not public about his relationship. So he got married and kept it super low-key. And then he mentioned a lyric in one of his new in his new album where he calls her his wife. And everyone was like, oh, I guess he's married. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like that. I respect celebrities who have their own personal lives and don't, you know, take pictures and put it all over
the internet personal
and stuff. Yeah, because then it makes me think, okay, this is probably more real if they're not posting about it everywhere.
Yeah.
So then what happens with the worm and who did he marry?
Oh, Baldwin? Please, like they're going to be married forever?
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so Ed Sheeran's off the market. That takes care of that. Meanwhile, over on the other side of the world, Kelly Clarkson is talking about Taylor Swift. She's the latest one to weigh in on this Taylor Swift versus Scooter Braun situation. Scooter Braun was her manager and connected to the old record company, right? Am I remembering that correctly?
No, he bought the... He was never her manager. He's Justin Bieber's manager, and he bought the record label, which basically means he owns all of Taylor Swift's master recordings now.
Right.
It's her whole catalog.
Generous enough to say, well, you can own them if you stay with us for the next 10 years. And she said, no, I don't think so. So this was the worst case scenario, apparently. Braun agreeing to acquire Big Machine Label Group, and that means her entire music catalog. Kelly Clarkson took to Twitter to offer a suggestion to Taylor Swift that would allow her to prove a point in the wake of what's going on. Swift voiced her dismay over Braun taking control of the masters of the music, and she addressed that by pushing her to re-record her previous work. So that's an interesting idea. Kelly Clarkson, okay, just re-record it. That makes kind of a lot of sense.
It's pretty exhausting. It's an exhausting idea of going back and re-recording every song you've ever sold. But Kelly's right, because everything that's new that's re-recorded now, Taylor owns as part of her new record deal with a different company. So
she wouldn't be the first one to do it. I don't know if you remember JoJo Victoria. She had a couple big hits like in the early 2000s, and then she kind of just disappeared and didn't make any new music. Well, she had the same problem where she didn't own any of her originals. And so in the last like year or two, she's like 10, 15 years older, she just re-recorded everything and is selling that so people will buy those instead of the originals. So
Kelly Clarkson.
She only had one album though, so much easier.
Yeah, that's easier to know.
But Kelly said, "I'd buy all of her new versions just to prove a point." Apparently, others have chimed in with sort of the same idea. Brendan Urie, Lily Allen, Halsey, Todrick Hall, some more people that are on Taylor's side when it comes to this conflict, saying, "Okay, this is how you fix it, and this would be an up yours." Yeah, it'd be a lot of work.
She must
be singing a lot of these things in her concerts.
Oh, so she is. She does.
Doesn't have
to
rehearse a long time. Just go record the stuff. Do 10 a day or something.
You know? 10 a day. Well, there you go, Taylor. You can do it. Doug says you can do it. 10 songs a day.
I say you can do it. Absolutely. All right. So there's the solution. Kelly Clarkson, all these other people. Smart. As they say here in New England, smat. It's a smat idea. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Barry continues to weaken, but the storm, now a tropical depression, is still posing a danger to Mississippi and Louisiana. Parts of those states could, over the next day, get as much as 6 to 8 more inches of rain. President Trump doubling down on telling some Democratic congresswomen to go back to their countries. The president saying on Twitter that the Democrats call their adversaries racist when called out, but he said they stick up for people who speak badly of this country and shouldn't be allowed to go unchallenged. All but one of the four women he was talking about were born in the United States. And one of them, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, responds,
I want you to know that you belong, that this is our country, and no amount of hate-filled bullying from the White House is going to change that.
USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The hour, Monday, the DJV way. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen to concentrate on sort of opening up the can of worms, whatever today's can of worms, lots of cans of worms, not only here in America, but in Siberia. Apparently there's a frozen can of worms there, yes?
Not frozen, no. It's very much unfrozen, and no. Residents of a city in Siberia, which is about 1,700 miles east of Moscow, they don't need to fly off to any tropical location for summer vacay. They actually have pristine turquoise waters right where they live, and it's become an Instagram sensation.
Must be in southern Siberia then, because northern Siberia is pretty cold most of the year.
Well, this lake, which is, like I said, it is bright, bright turquoise blue. Mm-hmm. It looks very similar to what you would see in the Indian Ocean. It's actually been nicknamed the Siberian Maldives. Now, here's the catch. This is, you can see these pictures everywhere. This, if you Google one thing today, Google the Siberian lake, because it looks absolutely stunning until you realize, why is the water turquoise? Turns out... It is a poison lake, and it is chemical reaction between toxic waste elements from a local power station. That is why the lake is this beautiful turquoise blue color. And environmentalists are warning that the people, and this, the selfies and the pictures, the photo shoots that people are doing here, girls in bikinis are posing by this lake. Newlyweds are having their wedding pictures here. It's insane, because environmentalists say that not only is the water so saturated with heavy metals chemicals and harmful substances that even if you touch the water, you will get a chemical burn from it. So Siberian officials are saying, it's one thing to have all these people flocking to this quote-unquote lake to take these pictures, but they now have had to post guards. They've deployed guards to actually keep trespassers at bay because they don't want anyone to... You just can't touch this water. And some of the pictures that people have posted on Instagram... there are girls in flip-flops. It looks dangerously close to the waterline. So, but
anything
the water
for a
is.
Selfie. Yeah.
Look, you know, I mean, it is. It's crazy. It's all for the selfie. But it's kind of like sometimes antifreeze looks pretty too. It's like got that kind of It's got that kind of glow to it. But it is just a poison lake. But it is pretty.
You would think that you'd be able to smell something if you got close enough. But the thing is when I think so, it's a man-made lake and. You would think it would be obvious normally when you think of man-made lakes, it's just like a circle and there's like concrete keeping it in or something, but it looks very natural. It's not even circular. It's got this like natural path and there's a beach on it. So whoever made it did not think very much about keeping people away. I don't know why
there's... For the purpose of getting rid of the debris we're talking about. That could have been.
Yeah, but I just don't understand if that's really the case. Why isn't there a fence or something around it?
Because it's Russia. It's Siberian. Nobody gives a crap. As opposed to what happens, there are, speaking of guards, a lot of guards around Panama City beaches this week because of the deadly rip currents that have been created by the hurricane, or by the, it isn't a hurricane any longer, a tropical storm. Fortunately, not as bad, as much rain and not as bad, the conditions that have been reported aren't as bad as was expected. And this is a case, maybe, I didn't say this when we were talking about it before, but in terms of what the news media did to prepare people, I don't have a problem with them because it really, you weren't sure what was going to happen. It looked dire from all of the legitimate sources. So you get prepared. And as it turned out, thankfully, it wasn't as bad in terms of the impact. Still a lot of water. It's still an impact, but not the extent to the extent that it could have been had this the rain and the wind kept up. So... It was a hurricane class, what was it, Category 1 for about 5 minutes, and then went back to be a tropical storm. But it's affected the weather all around. We were talking earlier about the fellow who died. He was in the water in Destin, which is up from Panama City somewhat. Those algae, what's plural for algae? Algae singular, algae plural. Anyway, all that algae in the water, this guy got, he didn't even have a cut. But somehow or other it got into the pores of his skin, and now he's dead.
Yeah, it's so scary. I did actually read, I didn't see what kind of cancer, but I saw that he did have cancer.
He'd been battling it,
and so he had a compromised immune system. But even then, I mean, don't look at a picture, but I'll just tell you, it's pretty gross.
Well, there's a picture of a dolphin that a friend of mine posted on Facebook that I was trying to post over, and I can't get at it now. But it shows this poor dolphin covered with lesions, cancers on her skin, that kind of stuff from being in the water and that in the Gulf of Mexico. It's just, ugh, what the hell are we doing? There are other reports of things like this, flooding, landslides over the weekend, extreme heavy rainfall, 45 people dead in Nepal. This is in the Himalayas between India and Nepal, the mountains there, people climbing them, and they get caught up in the rain and the floods and the landslides. It's like being out in the, you know, in this, when you go skiing and there's a what do you call it? When the snow comes down?
All an avalanche?
An avalanche, thank you. This is like an avalanche of land. That's what it is. So all these people have been killed in that. That rain has been tough there as well. So, again, something to think about. Now, one more stop here I want to make before we run into. We're going to have a conversation about food allergies in just a second. But this is a Saudi Arabian story that becomes so typical. I guess it doesn't surprise anybody. The story, first, of three boys. One of them is Ali Al-Namir, who was 17 at the time, riding his bicycle through the streets of Qatif. He was run over because he was in the way of some government vehicle, ran him over because he was in the way. And he wouldn't get out of the way, so they just ran him over. And they put him in jail, and they charged him with participation in a demonstration. He was just riding his bicycle. But he joins a group of other young boys who were protesting the regime at the time. There are a lot of people who are, there are a lot of Shia repression, eastern part of Saudi Arabia, and that's where most of the Shia population, and the Shias don't, they don't like the Kurds. It's just that same stupid sect stuff, S-E-C-T stuff. Anyway, this guy, they've ratcheted up the charges against him and three or four of his friends, now that they're over the age of 18, to the point they could be killed, either crucified or beheaded, because of crimes they committed. They didn't commit any crime. This kid never did anything except get in the way of a government car, and they ran him over and then arrested him for being, you know, I guess, what do they call it, disorderly conduct or something, because you got in the way of a government car. Can you imagine living in a place like this? Can you and there are pals, the Saudis, and they do this kind of stuff. They're going to behead these three kids because they were in the way of a government car. And they kept him in jail long enough to increase the charges against them. So now they have been completely deprived of their liberty. This is what Arab Spring is all about. You think these people are going to have their comeuppance one day. And I like to think it would be sooner rather than later. What a bunch of pigs. 43 past the hour. We'll tackle the problem of food allergies. So if you have them, we're going to help you with them right after this.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth. Tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now on the DJV program. Do you have food allergies? Do you know that you have food allergies? I'm allergic to gluten. Some people are allergic to peanut butter. Some people are allergic to milk. All kinds of things to be allergic to. How do you deal with that, especially as the allergy list keeps seemingly growing all the time? Food-related allergies. How does it affect adults? How does it affect children? Jonathan Malka is the director of allergy and Allergy and Immunology, and one of the largest pediatric groups in the country, Pediatric Associates. So we're going to delve in, and maybe we'll stick to allergies mostly with children. I guess, Dr. Malka, what I'm first concerned about is how these happen. I don't remember when I was a kid there being anywhere near as many allergies as there are, and I can't for the life of me figure out why I'm gluten intolerant myself. I know you want to talk more about children, infant food allergies. Is it just about, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I see these things all the time about how youngsters can be allergic to dairy. What brings this all about?
So good morning. Thanks for your question. So the exact mechanism is unknown. We do know that because there's a higher incidence of allergies in general, for example, eczema, you are likely to be exposed to the protein through your skin, and that leads to an immune reaction to the milk, to the protein of the milk when you're exposed to the foods. So some of the times when you delay the exposure of the foods or you're supplementing with a different formula, you may get the immune reaction, the protein that will give you the symptoms, And therefore, that's why we tend to have more food allergies, and milk allergy being one of the most common ones. You got the egg, you got the peanut, you got the tree nuts, as other, some examples of the most common one in children.
Is it because, or in part, could it be because of all the processed foods that we're exposed to now? I grew up on a farm. I just ate veggies and, you know, basic stuff. Now there's all kinds of treatment that's thrown into some of the foods that we eat. Is that a potential hazard?
We don't know if that's a potential. There's something called the hygiene hypothesis, which is the fact that we're more clean of an environment, that we're not exposed to things as much as we used to, or we're delaying the exposure. Then you may actually become more allergic when you eat them, if you eat them late, or because we're too clean, our immune system is not fully developed. Therefore, that has led to us doubling, you know, that's one of the hypotheses why we have doubled the incidence in the last decade. And now 7 out of 10 children will have an allergic like type of food allergy. And that is also though, because of the parents have a higher incidence of allergies themselves. So they're more afraid of the foods, and then they're not choosing the right formula, or they're delaying the introduction of the foods, or trying to be more clean in addition to all the above.
So immune system health, and this is one of the things that I think not everybody grows up on a farm. Certainly these days, very few people grow up on farms. I believe that my immune system is as healthy as it is, because I grew up on the farm, was exposed to all kinds of things. The kids and I, we're to a point of being the mania about bacteria and keeping yourself clean. Doesn't that somehow have a negative impact on the building up of whatever our immunities are supposed to be?
That's one of the hypotheses I just mentioned to you. Yes, that could be one of the things that may deal with it. So it all starts from the conception. When you're in womb, you're exposed to certain bacteria that are good and bad, and that will build your immune system. So when later in life, you have this called the allergic march, which is basically what starts very early in life, with or without the exposure to the pathogens, the farm versus the city kid who's using all the hand sanitizers all the time. So then you have this allergic march. It starts with the eczema. Then you're more predisposed to having the food allergy, milk, egg, peanut, like I mentioned. And then that later in life will double the incidence of asthma, 5 years of age. Then kids with a food allergy, already milk allergy, for example, two-thirds of them will have other food allergies later in life. And then at least half of them will have nasal and ocular symptoms, rhinitis or itchy, watery eyes.
Yeah. So what happens if the difference between a child that's breastfed and someone who takes bottled milk? What happens to their immune system?
So there is a role for both. There is some data to show. There is no doubt that breastfeeding is protective, and it should always be encouraged, as a pediatrician that I am as well. But we know that some children may, there's some newer data that if you early supplement with some formulas, you may actually decrease the incidence of milk allergy, especially if you are at risk of having milk allergy in your family or other food allergies. Mm-hmm. And then you have to choose the right formula. There are certain formulas, and there are extensively hydrolyzed formula that nowadays have, you can also add probiotics, such as lactobacillus rhamnosus. The combination of the two, the extensively formula and the probiotic, can help reduce the incidence of milk allergy and other allergic conditions. And if you already have it, and you know the symptoms of food allergies, and you introduce this formula early, you actually may alter the allergic march, may decrease the incidence of allergies for future symptoms as well, as the eczema and outgrow the allergies.
So if you look up takeallergicaction.com, you get more information. Help you out there. Thanks, Doctor.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years. And there's a way out of this financial nightmare. And my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Once it gets to that point, joyful, joyful, we adore you, and you hear the noise in the background, you know this is from Die Hard, the first Die Hard movie. See, I would have gotten that without the clue, Chucker, because this is so, like, at the end of the movie, when you're watching all of the stuff, the mayhem, this song is playing in the background, joyful. It's also, it's not just joyful, joyful, we adore me, it's also a, it's a chant from some... It isn't from the Messiah. I can't remember where it's from, but it...
They used it in a lot of different films. Ode to Joy, Beethoven. Reason we play that... Listen to this. Reason we play that clip, July 15th, this day in movie history, 1988, Die Hard opened nationwide in theaters. I still think it's the best pure action movie ever released. And here's an interesting footnote. The novel was written by a guy named Roderick Thorpe. It's based on the title of it is Nothing Lasts Forever. It was written as a sequel to the 1960 Frank Sinatra movie The Detective, and when they were casting for Die Hard in a contractual obligation, they had to offer the role of John McClane to Frank Sinatra, who I think was in his 70s. He turned it down. I don't think he could jump off a tall building at that point in his life. But the guy who wrote the novel was sitting in a movie theater in 1974 watching The Towering Inferno when he got the idea of the storyline for Die Hard. It was offered to Arnold Schwarzenegger as a sequel to Commando. He turned it down. And then they offered the role to a slew of different actors, including Richard Gere, Clint Eastwood, Burt Reynolds, Sylvester Stallone, Harrison Ford, Don Johnson, Nick Nolte, Mel Gibson, and Richard Dean Anderson. And then went on a flyer, hired Bruce Willis, who was doing the TV show Moonlighting at the time. And the rest is movie history. That made him a major star in the business.
He became McClane. It was a perfect casting.
Absolutely. It was a perfect casting.
Yeah,
it was.
It was. Yeah, he knew how to play with the right
smart. He actually handpicked Bonnie Bedelia to play his wife, Holly McClane, in that film. Yeah. It's a perfectly cast movie. And that was Alan Rickman who played the villain, Hans Gruber. That was the first theatrical movie he ever did. He was a stage actor. He was picked to do that role and did an absolutely amazing job.
He's
one of the great villains of all time. Yeah,
he's a great.
And it was directed. It was directed by John McTiernan, a great director who did The Hunt for Red October. Also, he did an amazing job on that film.
All right. Speaking of amazing, I'm going to pay tribute to you and the work that you have done. One of the things that we talk about frequently here when Chucker's on, he comes from a little town in eastern Pennsylvania called Stroudsburg, and he has devoted, I found this when I was there visiting with him and his wife and his daughter yesterday, the theater that he has basically revived on his own. He doesn't take a lot of credit for it, but you can see the work, the passion that he has for it. You can hear in your conversation with me how much I love movies, but as I walked through that theater with you yesterday and saw how much work you had done, this is a little town, not a little town, between Easton Stroudsburg and regular Stroudsburg, about 70, 80,000 people live there.
Right.
It's one of those theaters that's stuck in a, you know, sort of a small part of town that obviously goes back to the 20s and 30s. And
it's 100 years old.
Yeah, you have so much passion for it, and you see the work. It's one of those, I said, there's a place in Santa Monica, the Lemiel Theater that I go to on 2nd, that just like this. The little movie house, you go in, and the screen is so big. It's what you want to experience when you go to the movies. And I can see, and your wife tells me about the passion, and I love your wife. I haven't seen her for a number of years. And your daughter. Man, if we could all pick a daughter or a son and what they ought to be like, your daughter, Sydney, who you were talking about playing basketball, she's a basketball player, but she also is so attentive. It's obviously there's a great deal of love all between the three of you. And walking into these ice cream parlors that you're running in Stroudsburg with you, I learned a lot, and I thank you for your friendship there. But just watching you and the family... and Sydney going around just doing stuff that needed to be done and being attentive for a 13-year-old kid, man. There's something there. So anyway, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
It was a great time.
That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun seeing you. It was a lot of fun.
All right, you got 30 seconds to give us a box office totals from the weekend.
Top five, Spider-Man Far From Home, $45 million, number one, $274 million in 10 days, $850 million worldwide. Yeah, again, Doug, another big superhero movie does very well. Toy Story 4, $20 million, $347 million in 4 weeks. This new horror film, Crawl, just $12 million, despite the fact they got great reviews. Good. Stuber with Dave Bautista, $8 million, fourth, and yesterday ran out the top.
All right, this is Hobbs and Whatever this weekend coming up, right?
One more week, 2 weeks from now.
And you saw they're going to try a woman to be 007, sort of, in this new James Bond. That would be interesting.
I saw that.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.